98 KUPD. Real rock right now.
What in the hell is your malfunction? Do you call that masturbation? It's time to get your sorry ass up and get your ass to work. Move it, boy. You got to get it over with. Get your ass up. Move it.
Three in a row. Bang him out there. Glorious. Glorious. Listen to this. We talked about it yesterday. The Mexican thing that happened there. 35 bodies dumped out in the middle of a road. Drive off. No repercussions, really. The drug cartels feel pretty confident that when their cars are weighed down by the corpses they carry, they can just drop them off in beautiful Mexico now. People still go, oh, Mexico's got great spots. Right, okay. Now, here's how, you know, the first email I get yesterday, because I think Mexico's a dump, and I'll always say so, because it is a cesspool of third world activity that's being run by drug cartels, and every time you go down there and spend your good, hard American money, you're just supporting more Mexican bad behavior as a nation. So, like Eric said yesterday, why don't you visit some of our finer beaches there on the California coastline? Got some beauties over there. Why go support that disaster, especially when their president says, you know, United States, what's going on here in Mexico is all your fault. Came out yesterday and addressed the UN. Yeah, we would love to not have this problem in our country anymore. If the demand for drugs wasn't so high, we wouldn't have this problem. United States. Wait a minute, what? You can't control the drug cartels only because we have a lot of druggies here. You don't have any. You guys are just forced to manufacture it and let it run wild. Really? He basically said, everybody wants the drugs in the U.S., and they want it through our door and our window. We'd like some cooperation, please. Devise a more effective regional response to the threat. We need the United States to step up and fight this for us. Oh, sure, you got it, buddy. We'll fight it for you. Explosions over the top of your nation should clear it right up when we make Southern USA happen.
Idiot.
What about the part where, you know, he can blame the drugs on us? All right. Where do we get the thanks for letting us have resorts?
Right, exactly. And then he went on to say, the United States of America is responsible for the tragedy we live in Mexico. President Calderon. Now, I'm guessing when he ran for president of Mexico, that was not his stance. I'm guessing, much like other politicians, they tell you how they're going to fix the problem. They tell you their plan. They tell you how it's going to all be better if you vote for them. But once they're in there, it's like, you know whose fault this is. It's out of my hands. The good old US of A. So he's making his own people hate us. Right south, and we sit back and kowtow to the whole thing, like, oh, yeah, no, we're so sorry. We'll do anything you want. Meanwhile, he's allowed to say U.S. sucks. It's their fault.
He's got to include Canada in that.
No, just us, Brady. I know, you'd think so, but we're closer. If it wasn't, Canada
can... But it comes up through...
Yeah, but Canada, you know, can blame us, because there's a middleman now. If it wasn't for us, Canada would never see it. Unbelievable. So he can sit and tell his people, you know who's really making your lives miserable? The USA. Those people up there, it's not our fault, it's not us, but you guys down here in Mexico who can't make it, you know how rich they are up there? You know how easy they've got it? They're ruining our lives.
That's going to make, again, Americans, I wouldn't feel like, oh, I'm going to be really welcomed going there now.
Oh, but they still do. The idiots still go down there thinking it's great. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Not when I think that'll put a little pinch in it now that the president says, hey.
He's been saying, the one guy came to the United States and yelled at the Congress and the president face to face. I don't remember if it was Barack or if it was Bush who was president at the time, but the Vicente Fox came here and screamed about how awful we were to them.
Oh, yeah.
You believe, you people? This is why we live in poverty. It's because of you guys. jerks.
I mean, thank you for my education, but I went back to...
Exactly. Thank you. I mean, me, I'm different. I'm, you know, I did it differently. I came here and I used the system problem. But the people down there, poor Mexicans, they have only you to blame, not us, not us. And, they, and we don't see through that.
It is a supply and demand thing.
Yeah, but we don't see through that. Is that he's trying to shift the blame? Don't blame me. I'm just the president of Mexico. It's them. They're the problem. I'm telling you who the problem is. Go get them. Is that so he doesn't catch any of the heat?
He needs to
jackass cesspool.
Sit down with the cartels and say, okay, how can we work this out?
Yeah, you know what would happen if you sat down with those. But I'll get another email like I did the other day or yesterday.
Barack need to sit down with
absolutely.
The cartels.
Sit down.
That's the only way it happens.
Because that's what happened on Breaking Bad.
Yeah, can you imagine that 13 phone call to the cartel? The cartel goes,
he wants to come over.
He wants to meet us. I bet
no,
you.
Really?
I'll tell you this. I bet you he meets with them all the time.
That's probably true.
Here you go,
too.
Mr. Presidente. Here is your dinero. Mm-hmm. Ah, gracias. Thank you so much, huh? This is a good partnership, you and I.
This is where we'll be taking the shipment this week.
Exactly.